Good afternoon. This is Gary Black with the KUAC News Minor Update. The annual Alaska Federation of Natives Convention gets underway tomorrow at the Carlson Center in Fairbanks. Since 1966, the conference has been one of the largest political and cultural events each year in Alaska. As Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes reports, this year's agenda also includes a number of pressing social topics.
The AFN convention brings around 5,000 participants and millions of dollars with it. Delegates representing every region and Alaska Native group in the state convene for 3 days of speeches, resolutions, panels, dancing and singing, as well as an enormous art show and market. This year's theme is titled Good Government, Alaskan Driven. Panel discussions on the theme are set to explicitly address aspects of Dunleavy administration proposals, including contentious budget cuts. Governor Mike Dunleavy will be speaking to the conference on Thursday morning. In another session, U.S. Attorney General William Barr, broadcast live from Washington, D.C., will address failings in the state's public safety system. A discussion on violence against Alaska Native women and children will follow. Later in the conference, panels on the main stage will also address infrastructure, education, and public health. This year's keynote speaker is Pete Kaiser of Bethel, who earlier this year became the first musher of Yupik descent to win the Iditarod. The conference is also set to give special recognition to the Grammy Award-winning Alaska-raised band Portugal the Man, commending their activism around Indigenous issues. AFN follows the Elders and Youth Conference, the theme of which this year is a Yupik phrase that loosely translates to "language is our superpower." Both Senators Lisa Murkowski and Dan Sullivan are scheduled to address the convention in person Saturday. That's the same day delegates will vote on resolutions to close out the event. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.
A rogue goat that caught the attention of social media in Fairbanks is no longer on the lam. Dubbed Curry by Facebook users, Fairbanks North Star Borough Animal Control posted a message on Facebook Monday that simply read, "Help," as the goat was too fast for law enforcement to catch. Over the next 36 hours, Fairbanks residents posted updates and photos online of Curry sightings around the city, leading the Little Billy to become a social media star. Finally, after being spotted Tuesday on Wilcox Street near Geist Road, then in Doyon Estates, then near the Botel in Midtown, the goat was caught Tuesday evening and turned over to Borough Animal Control. According to Animal Control officials, Curry's owner, who has not been named, has been found, and Curry will get a reprieve in the way of a pardon as he was slated for slaughter. His fame and name lives on, though, in the form of a Curry the Goat Facebook page that sprung up, as well as the hashtags Free Curry, I Stand With Curry, and Run Curry Run. And for more on today's stories or others, visit newsminer.com or KUAC.org. I'm Gary Black.